Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Guilt is a huge factor when it comes to clutter, and it creates what I like to call this guilt cycle that is really, really hard to get out of, because there's all sorts of different types of guilt, but they all have the same thing. You know, we don't want to be wasteful. We don't want to waste money. We're sentimental about different stuff. We don't want to hurt somebody if it was a gift. Sometimes there's guilt because it's an unrealized goal. You know, if we buy a lot of scrapbooking supplies, or if, you know, in the case of a man, maybe we buy golf clubs and then we never go golfing. We feel guilty getting rid of the golf clubs because we always thought we were going to go golfing. And so there's lots of different reasons we feel guilty. And so we feel guilty about having the stuff. We feel guilty about getting rid of it. So then we keep it. And then we feel guilty that we have too much stuff. And there's this cycle that's really, really difficult to get out of. And so what I like to recommend to people is when you're trying to get rid of stuff, to really focus on keeping only that which is currently useful, despite who gave it to you and despite how much it costs. And because those are the two hangups that a lot of people have and that a lot of people come back to is, well, I can't get rid of this. This is a gift. Or I can't get rid of this. I paid good money for this. And so if you can realize that people and stuff are not the same and memories and stuff are not the same and that the money is already gone, those are two hurdles that can help you kind of get over that hump of not wanting to let go of stuff.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to find our security and peace in God rather than things? I mean, what does that encourage us in that department? Because we like stuff.
Yeah, we do like stuff. And the thing is, you know, it doesn't matter if it's physical stuff and material possessions, or if it's the fact that we're just living our life as crazy as possible and filling our life with all of this, you know, filling our schedule with all this stuff. Those things, regardless of what it is, any of those can become our idol and the thing that we do that replaces God. It may become the most important thing in our life. The busyness becomes the most important thing in our life. The needing to have all the latest stuff becomes the most important thing in our life. And any of those situations, we have to be really cautious about, because in the end, I think a lot of times, even as Christians, we spend so much time trying to do it ourselves, to do life ourselves, and to figure it out, and to have all the answers, and even with Christianity, to be responsible for our own salvation. And what happens is when we do that, when we think that it's up to us, we miss the gift of grace, which is, you know, and that's what I share in the book, that ultimately it all comes down to grace, that being truly unstuffed is being able to accept the gift that we've been given, and realize that the work has already been done for us.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.